On page 114, volume 1 of Faizan Sunnat, in the chapter Faizan Bismillah, Sheikh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatumul Aliya, has narrated this parable. It is written, one day, while Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was delivering a speech, a deserving person asked for 4 dirhams. And Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, said, I will make 4 du'as for the one who gives him 4 dirhams. At that time, a slave was passing by. Having heard the merciful voice of a perfect pious saint, Wali of Allah, he stopped and gave the beggar the 4 dirhams he had. Sayyidina Mansur, rahmatullahi ta'ala, asked him, tell me which 4 du'as you want me to make for you? He humbly replied, number 1, I be made free from slavery. Number 2, I be given the reward for these dirhams. Number 3, my master and I be privileged to make repentance. And number 4, my master, you, and all the attendees and I be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, did you see how wise and intelligent that individual slave was? What a beautiful, subhanallah, request he made in the shape of these 4 du'as he requested. Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, raised his hands and made du'a for him. The slave got late to reach his master. When the master asked for the delay, he told the complete event that took place. His master asked, what was the first du'a? The slave replied, I humbly said, please make du'a that I be made free from slavery. Allahu Akbar. Having heard this, the master spontaneously said, go, you are free from slavery. So the acceptance of that du'a was appeared there and then. Respected viewers, then he asked about the second du'a. He replied, I want the replacement for the 4 dirhams that I have given. He said, this was the second du'a I requested. His master replied, I am giving you 4,000 dirhams in return for 4 dirhams. Allahu Akbar. He then asked about the third du'a. The slave replied, my master and I be privileged to repent of our sins. Hearing this, his master started making istighfar and said, I repent of all my sins in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The master asked about the fourth du'a. He replied, I made this request. May my master, you, all the attendees of the ijtima, and I be forgiven. After hearing this, his master said, I have done the 3 things that I could do, but the 4th one, forgiveness for all, is beyond me. Master had a dream in which he heard this saying, whatever was under your control, you did, and I, Arhamur Rahimeen, have forgiven you, your slave, Mansur, and all the attendees. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, did you see when awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they raise their hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how their du'as are accepted. And apart from this, we also learn that when a person sincerely does something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, charity, sadaqah, Allahu Akbar, then how he is rewarded. That slave gave only 4 dirhams in sadaqah, but in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with 4,000 dirhams through his master. And he was also freed from slavery. Further, by virtue of the blessings of the sadaqah and du'a of that waliullah, Allah forgave the slave and his master along with many other people. Certainly, Allah gives double reward or more than this to the one who gives sadaqah sincerely in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, respected Muslim, we should always be at forefront to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel.